Hey, James Johnson here. So in this video, I'm going to show you how you could quickly and easily verify that there's a stable job market in a market that you're looking at, or also if you're looking at a specific property. And once you know how to do this, you're going to see how simple it is, and it's going to take you less than 2 minutes to do. It's very quick, it's very easy, and it's free. And you're going to want to do this because your tenants are going to do that. If they lose their job, or if they want to move in your union and need a job, this is where they're going to go, and these are the searches that they're going to do, so that's why we do them. So one of the quickest ways to do it is just to go to Indeed.com. So I'm going to show you first what you don't want to see, and then what you do want to see when you're doing one of these. So one of the examples, a property that I'm going to show you is in Eden, North Carolina. You may recognize this name from some of the other videos that, you know, we've done. So all you need to do is just Indeed.com and then search whatever, you know, market you're looking at. For this, we're doing Eden, North Carolina. And what it's going to do is it's going to pull up all the jobs that are currently available within 25 miles. It's going to do that automatically. So within 25 miles of Eden, there's only 1,715 jobs. And 25 miles around, that's, you know, it's a big area. So there's not many right off the bat, but not a lot of people are willing to drive 25 miles to work. So you're going to want to, you know, niche that down. So what we typically do is we do a 10-mile search. Now you could see that there's only 163 jobs within 10 miles of Eden. That's not good. Then we do a 5-mile search, 146, so that, you know, we did out about 20, and then jobs that are only in Eden. There's only 145 jobs in this market, and Eden has just about 15,000 residents. So you could see that there's not a lot of jobs to go around, and that could be a huge problem if you're trying to fill your units. So that's what you don't want to see when you're doing this. And remember, don't let this intimidate you, because this is very easy to do. So now I'm going to show you something that, you know, you do want to see that looks better. And that, I'm going to show you Greensboro. This is the closest big city to Eden, or bigger city. And you could see within 25 miles of Greensboro, there's over 8,500 jobs, which is a lot better. And then we'll do the same 10-mile search. Over 4,500, the 5-mile, over 3,700, and then only in Greensboro, there is 4,442 jobs. So you could see, for your potential tenants, to get a job in Greensboro, it's going to be much easier than getting a job in Eden. So that's how you could use Indeed.com to do this, you know, preliminary job search. And then another way that we use is we use Craigslist, because most tenants are typically going to go to Craigslist, if not, you know, right after Indeed. They will probably go there first. So I wanted to show you how you could do a job search in Craigslist and what to look for. So all you need to do is go to Craigslist.com or type in the city, you know, Craigslist. So for this, we're in Greensboro, North Carolina. So Eden falls underneath this Craigslist map. So you're going to want to click on jobs, and then just pretend that you're a tenant. So you're just going to type in Eden. That's where you want a job. And this is going to do it by relevance. You typically want to do it by the newest, because sometimes they're older. So you could see that you have one job in Eden, two, three, four, and that's it. So there's only four jobs that are in Eden right now. So just imagine if you were a tenant there trying to get a job. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of competition, but not many jobs. Compared to if we do Greensboro, newest, we could see all these are Greensboro. Still going. Still going. This is all just today, too. So there's a lot of jobs here. You know, we're well over 100 now. We're still going. So there's a lot of jobs that are in Greensboro, and you could see how this would be, you know, very helpful for, you know, if you have a building in Greensboro compared to Eden. And when you're doing this, you want to be looking for in the description the exact, you want to look for the word Greensboro or Eden. You don't really want to look for surrounding suburbs. You want to make sure it's right there. So Greensboro wouldn't be a problem. Eden would be. But not all small cities like Eden are going to have that problem with jobs. So I wanted to show you just one more example of a different city of a similar size, and that's Spartanburg, South Carolina. So I have that city's Craigslist pulled up. And Spartanburg's about double the size of Eden. So it's about 35,000 residents there. So if you go into the search jobs and type in Spartanburg, it's going to show up. We're going to put it on newest. All right, and you could see Spartanburg, Spart 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of jobs for a city that's not too much bigger than Eden. So don't think just because it's a smaller submarket or it's a smaller town that there's not going to be jobs. You know, we're going on 100 different jobs right now, and they're all saying Spartanburg. These are all right there. A couple don't. And this is all within a week. So just a slightly bigger city does have a lot more jobs. So it is possible, and when you're doing this, you want to be looking for, you know, different companies. If one company has all the listings, that it could be a one-horse town. So you want to make sure there's diversity and, you know, quality jobs and also quantity. And this is very simple and very easy. You know, the video took a couple minutes longer, but once you go through this once, it's only going to take you a minute or two to do. And it's something that you need to know before you go in and buy a building. So definitely do this, and I appreciate the time. I'll see you on the next video.